standing in the rain with his head hung low. Couldn't get a ticket, it was a sold out show. Heard the roar of the crowd, he could picture the scene. Hey guys, welcome to the Jukebox. My name is Zach Murillo, and this is, as I said, the Jukebox, Centennial College's all-request radio station. For this week and next week, we are going to be doing a two-episode, or two-week, special of what I like to call originals versus covers. Now, what does that mean? It means for the next 2 weeks, I'm going to be playing for you a number of songs. 1 week, which will be this week, I will be playing for you a bunch of songs that were original songs. People have done remakes of them, but still many people think that the originals are much better. I have taken all these votes. If you're probably asking, well, this is probably just your opinion. Well, no, actually, I've actually researched this, and I've taken a vote. Well, I found a vote, a census of people who have actually voted and said, oh, the originals are better, or the covers are better. This week, I will be playing for you a number of original classics for you to listen to. Next week, I'll be playing for you multiple songs where people have actually said the covers are better than the originals. Okay, so to start things off, we have Helter Skelter by The Beatles, followed by Back in Black by AC/DC. After the songs, I'll do a brief history as to when they were done and who tried to copy them and failed. So here is Helter Skelter by The Beatles.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide.
Look out, have the scandal.
Alright, that was Helter Skelter by the Beatles, followed by AC/DC's Back in Black. Now, as I said, this week being originals versus covers, I'm going to give you a little bit of back history about each song, but just a fair bit. First off, we have Helter Skelter. Now, the song was originally done by the original Beatles, including John Lennon, back in 1968. A few years later, in 1983, Motley Crue did a cover of this. Now, a lot of people have voted here, and according to their votes, it was a close call. They thought that the better one was the Beatles, in a vote of 55 to 45%. That's a really close call. That's so close. So you can tell that the Motley Crue version is just as good, maybe a little more, bit more rock and roll or a metal kind of edge to it, but still pretty good close call. Now next up is Back in Black. The original version was done by AC/DC on one of their tours, back in 1980. Many years later, in 2003, a version was done by a band called Living Color, essentially an R&B slash rock slash rap or hip-hop kind of band that kind of has a kind of classic rock tone to it. According to the votes, in a landslide, everyone thought that the AC/DC version was better. Obviously, it's classic rock. Not many people can mess with the classics and actually do better. But we'll save that for next week. So what the tally was here, 83% voted for AC/DC, the other 17 for Living Color. That is a pretty good landslide, if I might say so myself. Okay, next up on the docket, I'm going to play for you two songs. Now, I want you to figure out why they resemble each other. I want you to figure out what these two songs have in common. I'm not going to tell you the song names. Let's see if you can figure it out for yourself. Here you go.
But it don't work. Keep coming up in love, but it's a slash the tongue. Give love.
pressure.
And I'll glow to the extreme. I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance, rush a speaker that booms, killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly, when I play a dope melody. Anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. Better hit the bullseye, the kid don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Vegas are pumping, quick to the point, no faking. Cooking MCs like a pound of bacon, burning them, you're not quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi-hat with a souped-up tempo. I'm on a roll, time to go solo, rolling in my 5.0 with my rag top down so my hair can blow. Girlies on standby, waving just to say hi. Did you stop? No, I just drove by, kept on pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next stop. The block was dead, yo, so I continued to A1A.
Beachfront Avenue!
Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rockman lovers, driving Lamborghinis.
Jealous,
cause I'm out getting mine. Don't play with the gate and vanilla with the nine. Ready for the chumps on the wall. The chumps acting ill cause they're full of eight ball. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells.
Falling
on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. Trying to get away before the jackers jack.
Police on the scene,
you know what I mean, huh? Pass me up, confronted all the dope fiends. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Holes in the ground, my style's like a chemical spill. These are rhymes you can vision and feel. Conducted in form, there's a hell of a concept. We make it hype, and you wanna step
with this.
Quake plays on the fade, slice like a ninja, cuss like a razor blade so fast. Other DJs say, damn, a rhyme was a drug, I'd sell it by the gram. Keep my composure when it's time to get loose. Magnetized by the mic when I kick my juice. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. To your mother.
Okay, those two songs were in order. Under Pressure by Queen, followed by Vanilla Ice with Ice Ice Baby. Now, many of you probably recognize this, but for those of you who didn't, those two were actually an example of, you guessed it, original versus cover. The original being David Bowie and Queen in Under Pressure, and the remake being Ice Ice Baby. If you didn't know that, well, then I don't know what kind of music you usually listen to, but it was fairly obvious that you could tell that they were the same beats. Now, the reason I put both in here was, as I said, to give you an example of what an original would be and what a cover would be in this day and age. Many younger people, or people who like rap and stuff, would prefer Ice Ice Baby, while people in their older ages, or people who like classical rock, will prefer Under Pressure. So, let's see what the votes were on this. Ooh, another landslide vote. 82% of people voted that Queen with Under Pressure was much better than Vanilla Ice. And I have to agree with them. That's just my viewpoint. I prefer classic rock over rap anytime. But unfortunately, I got many requests to play this example of original versus cover for you guys. And sure, it's a good song. I just prefer the original, you know? So next up, we have a few more songs, original songs, and I will give you more of the history for those two. The next three are in order: Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes, followed by the Rolling Stones' Paint It Black, and then the Guess Who with American Woman. I'll play those in, well, now. Okay, here you go. First up, Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes.
Taking their time. goes.
I see a line of cars and they are painted black, with flowers and my love hope never to come back.
I see people turn their heads and quickly look away, like a newborn baby. It just happens every day.
I look inside myself and see my heart is black. I see my red door, I must have it painted black.
Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green seagull turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. Dressed in their summer clothes, I have to turn my head until my darkness goes.
Thank you.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Jukebox, Centennial College's all-request radio station. And this is our two-week special of originals versus covers. Those three songs were Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes, followed by the Rolling Stones with Paint It Black, and that last one was American Woman by the Guess Who. Now, some of you might be saying, who would want to cover Seven Nation Army, let alone any of the White Stripes songs? Well, actually, I can tell you right now, it was... Sorry, a little bit of technical difficulties loading that up there. It was actually Live in Color, the same people who tried to do a cover of Back in Black by AC/DC. They decided to do another R&B kind of rap version of Seven Nation Army, and it didn't go over too well. About 15% of the people voted towards the Live in Color version. The other 85% voted towards the White Stripes. Next up, we have Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones. Now, not in a landslide vote, but in a good vote, it was towards the Rolling Stones version by 68%. The original version was done in 1966. In 2002, Vanessa Carlton did a softer kind of contemporary version of it, and it didn't turn out as well. I preferred the Rolling Stones version along with everybody else. Okay, and after that we have American Woman. One version, the original version, was done by the Guess Who in 1970 during one of their concerts. A remake of it was done in 1998 by Lenny Kravitz. Now, it was a close vote, but I think a lot of people would agree that the Guess Who are more of a better band. And yeah, so in a vote, it was 71% to the Guess Who and 29% to Lenny Kravitz. Next up on the docket, we have Heaven by Los Lonely Boys, followed by Kids in America, and then Baba O'Reilly by The Who. Here you go, guys. Hope you enjoy.
My way. ways of living. How far is heaven? Lord, can you tell me? I've been locked up way too long in this crazy world.
Why? Friday night and everyone's gone.
Alright guys, welcome back to the Jukebox. Those three songs were, Heaven by Lost Lonely Boys, followed by Kids in America by Kim Wilde, and then Bob O'Reilly with The Who. Now, Heaven, it was originally done by a band called Lost Lonely Boys in 2004, and then it was remade later that year by a band called Salvador, with a kind of, more punkish approach to the song. Now, surprisingly, people voted that it was actually a tie in the vote. 50%, and this is exact, 50% thought that Lost Lonely Boys was better, and 50% thought that the Salvador version was better. So, even Steven, really. I prefer the Lost Lonely Boys version. That's just me. Next up, we have Kids in America. The original was done by a woman, by a lovely lady, by the name of Kim Wilde, back in 1981. About 19 years later, in 2000, there was a version done by a band called Len for an animated movie called Digimon. Some of you may have heard of that, some of you may have not, some of you may have even watched the movie. Pretty good movie for its time, so good show, good movie to grow up to. Out of style now, but depends on who you are. That last song there was Bob O'Reilly, the famous Bob O'Reilly song called, well, famous Who song, sorry, but called Bob O'Reilly. The original was done by The Who, and there was a cover version done by a band called The Wacko Brothers. Now, in a landslide vote, 90% to 10%, The Who won. Obviously, everybody loves The Who. I don't know why the Wacko Brothers did so badly with it. Maybe they just completely mutilated and destroyed it. I have no idea. I personally like this version. So, it is 9:20 now. unfortunately, it is nearing the end of this week's show. However, I will have more songs for you next week in part two of our originals versus covers. Next week, I'll actually be playing for you songs where the covers are better than the originals. Now, some of you are thinking, that's impossible. The originals are the originals. The classics are the classics. Nothing can be that. Well, you'll be surprised, and you'll find out next week. My name is Zach Murillo, and this has been The Jukebox, Centennial College's all-request radio station. I leave you now with Won't Get Fooled Again by The Who to complete our CSI kind of song list. Enjoy, guys. This has been The Jukebox. We'll be right back.
same as the old.